absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
How do you maintain your spiritual fervency? What I spoke about this morning. How do you maintain it? How do you make sure that the causative factors don't affect you? How do you make sure? Number one, elder, make sure your group members are right. Otherwise, you, the elder, have a problem with you. Make sure your group members are right. They are listening. But this is the reason why you call them, they don't pick. Number one, how to become spiritual. That's what I'm talking about. How to become spiritually fervent so that you can easily serve God. Number one, how to maintain spiritual fervency. This is a class. Write it. One, labor in the word of God. Labor in the word of God. Labor in certain businesses. That is why Romans 12 verse 11, the key scripture for the whole message is Romans 12, 11. That's why I keep referring to it. He says, not slothful in business, but fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. I think that scripture should stick into your mind by now. But we've been using it since last week, throughout the week to today. Not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Can you memorize it? Let's try. One, go. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Again, not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. For the last time, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So not slothful means not lazy in the business. So now, if not being lazy in certain businesses will make us fervent in the spirit to serve God. That's what he's saying. Not being lazy in certain businesses will make us audacious. And our audaciousness will make us now be able to serve God, like winning souls and ministering in church and all other things. So what are the businesses that we must be engaging? We must not be lazy. We must labor in. That's what I'm talking about. The first thing is what? The business of the word, or labor in the word of God. It is the first business that we must labor in. The first business we must not be lazy about. If you are lazy in reading the scriptures, you cannot maintain 1 month of spirituality. True or not true? Ask the one by you, is pastor correct? It's very true. If you are lazy, how many of you know you can be lazy in reading Bible? You can be lazy. And especially those of us who try to use, so me, if I'm doing Bible study, I don't use my phone. I don't read on my phone. Oh, like seriously. You are really serious that you, and your data is wild on. And you say you are meditating. Your data is on and you are seeing all the alert. And you say you are meditating on a scripture. My dear, you are lying. Because the alerts will call you, true or not true. And some of our phone settings, when somebody sends a message, you are able to just draw the bar down and you can read without a person knowing you have read a portion of it. So that if you don't answer, you quiet on the person for 1 month. But you have read. I come and mehui. So you can be lazy in the word of God. You see that you are active in everything, but in the word of God, you are lazy. Once you are lazy in the word of God, you will not be fervent in the spirit. You will not be fervent, because Leviticus chapter 6 verse 12, everybody, Leviticus 6 verse 12, it says that the fire on the altar must not quench. But how will it not quench? Yes, that's why he says that you shall put in wood every day. So the word of God is the spiritual wood that fuels daily fire. Do you understand? The word of God is a spiritual wood that fuels your fire daily. You need the wood of the word of God. Tell somebody, but you need the wood of the word of God. Are you taking note of what I'm saying? The word of God is the spiritual wood that fuels daily fire or daily spiritual fervency. It fuels it. That is why he says that put in wood so that the fire will keep burning. How many of you have used tripod fire before? Tripod stove. Do you know tripod stove? What you call buchia. The scientific name is tripod stove, right? Hey, why on your side? Don't say that. Lady, you know more English than me. Is it not tripod? Muchia. No, but they also call it tripod because of the shape. You know, a scientific apparatus, a medical apparatus. Yes, that's why I'm using that way. Not me, I'm scientific. No, but their own shape, no. I've read somewhere they also call it like tripod. You understand? Yeah. That's why. So, but you said the real English word is what? Swish stove. And is what? SH. Swish stove. Hey, really? I see. Or improvise my traditional stove. If you want to be scientific, you can make it tripod stove, like I mentioned. You see, so if you are, how many of you have cooked in the muchia before? Now you know what muchia is. How many of you have cooked? Let me say, don't be shy. We are all coming from village, we know. We have understanding. Don't pretend like you were born here. Uh-huh. So when it is burning and you want to keep it burning, what must you do? Auntie Mary, what must you do? When you are at Mankesim, what do? You add more firewood. She adds more firewood, then the fire will keep burning. Amen. And now that is what Leviticus 6 was talking about, verse 12. That don't let the fire go out. Add more firewood. And the word of God is the firewood. Is the wood that you keep putting. See, nobody can be spiritual minus the word of God. It will not happen. It cannot happen. It's impossible. It's impossible. That's why the devil makes you busy. Isn't it that the devil always looks for something for you to do? Try to sit to read your Bible. A phone call will come. Try. You can tell me you have the highest level of insomnia. Do you know insomnia? Sickness of sleeplessness or something. You cannot sleep. You can tell me that you have the highest level of insomnia. Pick the Bible. Your insomnia will disappear. You start sleeping. All of a sudden, you start. I tried this some time ago and it worked. Because I realized I could not sleep. I said, okay, I'll employ the devil. I took the Bible. I started reading. No, I slept. As I said, the devil, I've caught you. So when I can't sleep and I'm on my bed, I say, oh, let me employ the devil so I can sleep. Then I'll just start reading the Bible. That one, dear, the devil will help me to sleep. So some of you are alive, active. But once you pick the Bible, you start sleeping in front of your desk. You start sleeping. What you cannot do is to look into the scriptures for 30 minutes. How many of you have at least 30 minutes of daily scripture reading? Let me see your hand. Don't lie. So if you lie, God, watch out for every liar. In fact, let's intensify the fire in hell for such people. I didn't mention your name. I just said don't lie. So don't lie. All liars will go to hell, but I've just pleaded with God to intensify your fire. Because that's for you. You just lied where you shouldn't. In trouble, I'll soon in fast war. In trouble, I'll try and say, as soon as maybe I can even consider. Because maybe I'll be saving, it will be life. But in trouble, I'll soon in fast war. at all. So, please, it has been proven. So the 30 minutes, how many of you have the 30 minutes? You can read scripture every day, not less than 30 minutes. Let me see. I said every day, not once in a while. Lift up your hands. How? Stand so that we see you well. God's will, your best friend says you are telling lies. So I suspect you. Because show me your friend, I'll show your character. So it's evident. Now everybody, turn around and see. All of us. Oh. Only two, even the two people, one's legitimacy is being contested by his close friend who spends time with him. That upward. Because you leave to work by 4 o'clock, you are off to work. And you get back straight to church. From church, this is the guy you spend all your time with till you sleep. And the guy is challenging you that you are lying. They are intensifying your fire. See now. So at least that should give us a fair idea that we are in trouble as a people. The church is in trouble. Christianity is in trouble. That if all the leaders here in Gadet, we can't get two without contest, who read scripture 30 minutes, then we are indeed in trouble. The level of word in us, our light is dim. I have a series, go and look for it. Maybe you have to reshare, even if they will listen. Enough word. Enough word. The 10 virgins, the mystery of the 10 virgins. One of the points is that they didn't go to heaven because they lacked enough word. Mysteries of the 10 virgins. It's on the podcast. Look for it. They didn't have enough word. And that is our problem. We are shallow. If we can't sit 30 minutes behind the word of God, that means that for some of you, all you know is what you heard your Bible, you heard your pastor quoted. True or not true? If you are like that, lift up your hand. Don't lie. If most of the things you know is what you heard me teach or say, lift up your hand. You don't spend time 30 minutes. So where do you get your info from? So you should know that you are a big liar. Because you are, your hands are down. You two are 30 minutes, your hands were down. So the scriptures you have been quoting for us, where do you get them from? Because you don't read your scriptures. You two, when I'm preaching, you don't hear. A lot of you, the things you say, if not that we give you scripture that have already been typed for you to use it to back prayer points, you have nothing to give. Nothing. You are shallow. And once the seed falls on the ground and it is shallow, it falls. It cannot bear fruit. That is why we are struggling. Our spiritual lives are down. But I want to challenge you that if you want to be fervent again in the spirit, get back to the scriptures. And you were a shepherd, you were a leader. Not less than, if you're a lay person, not less than 30 minutes of you read the scriptures as a lay person. Lay person means you're a student, you are a Christian, you are a worker, you're a Christian. That's a lay person. So all of you here, I consider you as lay people. At least 30 minutes of uninterrupted scripture. You can challenge yourself with one chapter a day. One chapter a day. Is it too much? If that chapter is very long, like some of the chapters in the book of Psalms, then you can at least do it half a chapter. And take your time and read it. Don't rush through. Read it like you want to understand what it's saying and mark places, pages and places. Please, are you getting it? If you can do that consistently, you will see that your spiritual life will start getting aglow. It will start becoming hot. How many of you are going to try it? At least a chapter a day or half a chapter if it is very long. Because at least if a chapter is between 1 to 30 verses or 1 to 35 verses, you can do a chapter. If you find one that is like Psalm 119, that has more than 100 and something verses, then you can divide it. At least it shouldn't be more than 50 verses. You will not be able to remember. So are we going back to study the word? Tell the one by you, please. Say, please. As for this week, Bible study is compulsory. Not just this week, but from beginning, from now. Not just this week. Beginning from now. You see, my duty is to help your spiritual life. That's why you are in this school. Today somebody came to buy pastoral forms, who is not a shepherd. I told him, you can't buy pastoral forms, you are not a shepherd. You have to go to shepherd school. It's the first level. Because pastoral work is shepherding plus major preaching sermons. That's all. You are still a shepherd. It's just that you are now preaching sermons, not just quiet time work. So you can't just walk to the office and say, I'm buying Bible school forms. The requirement is that you must be in shepherding school training. Yeah. Because you cannot do pastoral work if you don't know how to win souls. Amen. So labor in the word. Psalm 119 verse 11. He said, your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word I have hidden. Everybody say after me, one go. Your word I have hidden in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Again, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Again, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. Again, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you. So, if you will not sin against God, what must you do? You must hide his word in your heart. You must pack it in. Pack it. Push into the corners of your heart. Pack it in. As you load yourself. Have you watched an action movie where they are going to face the last killer or they are going for the final war and then they are now dressing up, see the blue man enters into a friend's room and they open the kitchen. When they open the kitchen, the back of the kitchen are guns and knives and then those things, and then they start packing, setting themselves. Have you ever watched some before? Come, I'll give you a movie title that you go and watch. You see what I'm describing. Then you set yourself like, you see that they are packing the bullet. Some go to the left, some go then. They are packing all the bombs, the explosives. They are hanging, they are putting them. Why? Because as they are going, when they get there, they may meet a situation that needs machine gun. Then they will pick what they will meet a situation that needs a silent pistol. Because maybe they want to take the enemy by surprise. So they have to kill the first set of people silent. So they will need silent pistol so that they can kill them. Then they put him down quietly. Then they put him down quietly. If you go and use machine gun from the gate, your enemy will run away. You see, so that's the art of warfare. No, stop gossiping. I like movies. Stop gossiping. That's why I set an example. But you see, I'm using it for spiritual. Every time I'm watching with my wife, I tell my wife, is it this one? It's in the Bible. You see, what's this one? But you shouldn't waste your time. If you waste your time, it has become your weight. But at least, if I chance, obviously I don't get the time, but when I chance on it like that, I don't spare it. So, advise the one by you, pack up the word of God. That's why Colossians 3:16 says that, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Now, you don't know the temptation coming. You should know what to say already. It is written. It is written. Huh. If you have not packed up, you see that any temptation you fall, you cannot be spiritual. Take it from me. If you see anybody, like the way you were challenging your friends and other, if you see anybody who claimed that he's so Joshua and you hardly see him with the Bible, he's fake. I'm telling you, he's fake. He's fake. I'm telling you, he's fake. You hardly see him paying attention to reading the Bible, or listening to message like soaking the word of God, that person, I'm telling you that he just knows how to speak tongues. So once you give him mic, he will say something back. He's fake. You cannot be spiritual minus the word of God. John 6, what's the verse? Verse 63. I suppose that it says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. They are spirit and they are life. So the word of God is spirit. So when you pack more of the word of God in you, what do you become? Spiritful, spiritual. You are spirit filled. The word of God. Number two, quickly. This one is examinable. You write exams on this course I'm teaching you. How to be spiritual. How to maintain spiritual fervency. Number two, labor. And all the scriptures I've given you, you have to be able to quote them and explain. Memorize them. Labor on the prayer altar. Romans 12 verse 12. Labor on the prayer altar. Now, when you start the story, we started from verse 11. Romans chapter 12 verse 11 is where he started mentioning the business. He says that do not be slothful in the business, okay, but fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Then the next verse, he throws more light on what business is talking about. Then he mentions different businesses. One of the businesses he mentions is constant prayer. So it means that the business he was talking about in verse 11 was not buy and sell. So that I use it to explain work hard. But that's not what he's talking about. He was talking about spiritual businesses. Are you following me from where you are seated? Elder, check whether your people are concentrating or they are WhatsApping. Are you here? You have gone home. If you are here, say, I'm here. Verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. These are the businesses. So, patient in tribulation. Continuing steadfastly in prayer. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Don't be lazy in prayer. So the second thing that will guarantee your spiritual fervency is being prayerful. Prayerful. The pastor, so would this be all that you preach about? Yes. Because this is all that it takes to be spiritual. You were taught from Sunday school that if you want to grow, do what? Read every day and pray every day. If you want to grow. Read your Bible and pray every day. They taught you. So labor on the prayer altar, because some of you still have not caught it. Maybe today you catch it. Some of you still don't understand. Your elder will call you, it's prayer time, you don't wake up. You yourself should have your own personal prayer time. Please, hold the knee of the one by you and shake it and say, have your personal prayer time. Prayer time. Your personal prayer time. Your personal prayer time. I'll pick you up and ask you right now, what time you pray? Your personal prayer time. Let me pick the elders so that their people will know. Good man, what personal time? What is when? If I'm the devil, I want to tempt you. What time should I come? 11:30 to 1. Your personal prayer time is there. Consistent. Yo. God's way. You have votes in the church, Pastor. If I don't call you, your fans will not accept it. Please, when your best friend says, when, God, he doesn't see you pray, so he says, when do you have your personal prayer time? Around 11 p.m., when you are chatting with him. By then, you've left him. But, okay, you have your roommate. Where is your roommate? Danny. He says he prays 11 in your room. Eh? Ubeko, hello. Ahana, Ubeko, ba. Obompaye. Cleanse me, you. Yes, Obompaye. Your personal prayer time. Ask the one by, do you have one? Elder, when is your personal prayer time?
Sometimes 11 to 12, sometimes 4 to 5. Okay. As I'm calling the elders, let me keep the rule. I go and say that hour. I'll be there with mini middle. Elder Collins. When do you pray? Hey, we are sure. I have lost that time. Count him for what that. You should have Auntie Mary. When is your personal prayer time? Or pregnant women are not part. When is your personal prayer time? It varies consistently. What time? 11:30 to 12:30. Hey, when last did you do it? In Kofobia, Oma is the same girl and free Christopher. Or cut 31st, sir. I saw you not call and who be sad. I was saying, because I saw you. Because I 11:30, I prescribed it like one travel 2 years ago. And one will be a mommy format, you know, but I now say I'm 2 years old. So now, when is your prayer time? And I will hear that. Me concentrate the elders also. Stop your target to me. But you should have a personal prayer time. But I didn't say, when do you pray? Personal, not with you, anybody. 12 a.m. and sometimes 4 a.m. Yo, God has heard you. Pastor Jonah, what about you? 4. Are you sure? Yeah, and sometimes I'll be calling you. You see the call, but you don't want to pick. Hey. Labor on the prayer altar. Okay? Okay, if you want to be spiritual, take it from me. Your personal prayer is essential. You cannot have a stable... You see, prayer in the word, they are like gun and bullet. They work together. So you cannot be spiritual if you don't do these two things. If you are only reading the word, it's like you have the word at its rest. You see, when you study a little bit of science, we have potential energy and kinetic energy. How many of you remember? When we talk about potential energy, it means that the body is at rest. Okay? It's not in motion. It's not being used. Then we have the kinetic. The kinetic means that it's in use. It's in motion. It's working. It's working. Now, when you just read the word of God, you are receiving spirituality at potential level. Are you getting it? You have received at potential level. That's why we have churches. All they do is teaching. They don't pray. When you meet their people, they are not spiritual. Then we have another church. All they do is prayer, prophecy, prayer. And there too, they don't know the word of God. So we will have. But I mean, our problem doesn't say those who pray, they don't read the word of God. You don't know whether it's what they are even doing is from God or from the devil. The problem is that they don't have the word. And you that you have the word too, you have become cold because the word is at rest. Are you getting the mystery I'm giving you? So the word of God should not be at rest. Put it to use. It's like crude oil. When you see crude oil, mine crude oil. When they mine crude oil, I've not seen some with my eyes before, but with what they say, it looks very black and dirty. Even gold doesn't look shiny like they say it is. Raw gold that doesn't look like we see shining on the necks and the hands of people. It is at what? At potential level. It has the power to shine, but you have not done something to it. It has the power to move engines, to move huge vehicles, to make things happen, but you have not refined it. Now, when you take the word of God to prayer, you are refining the word you have received. That is where you become more powerful and more spiritual. Clap your hands for them. So a gun without bullets is a simple toy gun. Like what they are using. It's a gun without real bullet. It's a toy. It can be metallic toy. It's still toy. Toy does not mean it should be rubber. So it can be holding AK-47 without bullet. It's a toy. It can't kill a fly. But once you put real bullets inside, it becomes a dangerous weapon. In the same way, when you take a bullet without gun, what can you achieve? Can you tell a thief to raise his hands up with a bullet? Say, I hold the bullet. Say, I'm holding the bullet. Hands up. the thief will take your bullet, add it to his bullet, and discipline you. So the two cannot exist independent of each other if they work well. I get what I'm saying. The two cannot exist independent of each other. Prayer and the word cannot exist independent of each other. They work hand in hand. Am I saying something? So this week onwards, you must have at least your 30 minutes word and then 30 minutes prayer. But if you are very, very serious, your prayer, Jesus said, so you could not pray with me 1 hour. So for me, the least prayer a leader should pray or a shepherd should pray is 1 hour. God, Jesus said it. So Peter, you could not pray with me 1 hour. So for me, is the basic. But in case you say that there is nothing you can do about it because your schedule is some way, then at least you should have 30 minutes of word and have 30 minutes of prayer for devotion. Do we all understand? Are we going to be obedient? Don't just listen to me. Clap your hands if you are going to do it. And that is why Mark 1:35, the Bible says that now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, Jesus went out, departed to a quiet place, and he prayed there. Jesus departed and prayed. You must learn how to swerve your family, swerve your husband, swerve your children, and go and pray, and go and read. You must learn it, okay? How to put your phone on silent and read. How to turn off your data. Some of you, your data is always on. I wonder how you do it. Acts 6:4. Peter said, but we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So these two work hand in hand. We will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Then number 3, labor in soul winning. Labor in soul winning. Labor in soul winning. I'll end here. Next week we'll continue. Don't forget the two lessons I've taught you. Next week we'll continue from soul winning, okay? Okay? But what I need you to come back to fire. Everything I'm doing for the past 2-3 weeks now is to help you to bounce back to fire. But you see, I can't police you to your house. All I can do is to do the work of a pastor, ministering and praying with you. When you step out of this place, give yourself lines, timelines. Be determined. Give yourself some goals and objectives. That, oh, Prince, from now I will. And don't set unrealistic. You know you can't wake up at 4. You say you wake up at 4. You know you can wake up at 5. Just write 5. Nobody is forcing you. Some are saying, I pray 11:30. I'm going to try it. You cannot. Maybe you cannot. You know yourself. If you can do it in the afternoon, it's better done in the afternoon than done at all. Not done at all. I get what I'm saying. So know yourself and do what works for you. I get what I'm saying. Because some of you, you can best pray in the afternoon. Because your children are now gone. You have separated from everybody. Then you just hide in your room or in your office and then you are praying. But don't use somebody's work time. Otherwise, they can fire you. Don't say God's fault. It's your own fault. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.